Welcome to What Do Catholics Believe, a Catholic Inquiry Centre podcast. If you have any questions, please visit us at catholicinquiry.com. Enjoy and God bless.
Hearing God's Call, an audio introduction to the Catholic faith. This is the ninth of a 30-session program produced by the Catholic Inquiry Centre, an agency of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference. The title of this session is The Bible. The Bible is the most printed book in history. The Bible is also referred to as sacred scripture, or simply, the scriptures. Does your family have a treasured photo album, or perhaps a box of writings from relatives of previous generations? If so, then you know how useful these documents can be in capturing something of the life of your family heritage. While every moment may not be recorded in historical detail, the photos and letters certainly portray the highlights and carry a sense of your family's values and roots. They are precious reflections of your own identity. They show you the way forward as you endeavor to pass on to future generations the unique values that distinguish you as a family. This analogy helps us to understand a little of what the Bible means to our church community. In a similar way to the photo album or box of letters from past generations, the Bible is a record of our ancestors' faith, retelling their experience of God in human history. God and the Bible. The Bible is a gift from God. Through the Bible, God meets people with great love and speaks tenderly with them. The Word of God in the Bible is not simply marks on paper. It is living and active when it is proclaimed in worship or meditated on in quiet prayer. The Bible is God's gift to His people. It is a collection of different types of literature, written at different times, for different audiences, for different purposes. To say the Bible is inspired does not mean that it was zapped down from the heavens or that God dictated it sentence by sentence. What it does mean is that a community of people, attentive to the prompting of God's Spirit in their life events, felt moved to put their reflections into words. Of all the many stories contained in the Bible, it is the story of Jesus Christ as recorded in the Gospels that binds the different books into one volume. God can speak directly to a person through the Bible. Most completely, however, God speaks through the Bible in the Church. The inspiration and truth of sacred scripture. Christians believe that God communicates to people through the Bible. The Catholic Church affirms and proclaims that, through inspired writers, God is the author of the Bible. The Bible reveals truth because it has been written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. When we respond to the promptings of the Holy Spirit working in our heart and mind, the Word of God becomes active in our lives. In sacred scripture, God speaks to us through words that were written at a particular time and place and had an original purpose. To understand the message contained in the Bible, there is a need to be aware of what the sacred author's intentions were at the time they were writing. Factors to keep in mind include major historical events, such as wars or invasions, and the language and culture of both the author and the original audience. As we know, written information is presented in a variety of styles. Poetry and songs are different from stories or historical accounts. A passionate Hebrew prophet calling for justice or pleading to God in prayer is very different from a list of laws and regulations, such as we find in the book of Leviticus, or a collection of wise sayings, as recorded in the book of Proverbs. Interpreting the Bible. The Bible is inspired by God, and so needs to be read and interpreted in the same spirit in which it was written. There are three things to keep in mind for interpreting Scripture in accordance with the Spirit who inspired it. 1. It is God's plan, centered in Jesus Christ, that unites the different books of the Bible as one sacred book. 2. The Church carries in her tradition the living memory of God's Word. It is the Holy Spirit who gives the Church the authority to interpret the Bible faithfully. 3. While it is the Holy Spirit who gives the Church the authority to interpret the Bible faithfully, the Church herself is always challenged to live up to the message of Jesus as revealed in the Bible. We now set aside some time for personal reflection. You might want to press the pause button and spend some time either writing or drawing your response to each of the three questions. Question number one. As you reflect on the whole Bible, what image of God stands out for you? Question number two. As you reflect on the New Testament, particularly the Gospel stories, what image of Jesus stands out for you? And question three. As you take these images to prayer, think about a time or event when you had a sense of reassurance of God's presence. A film available on DVD that might help to explore the meaning and significance of the New Testament is The Gospel of John. Made in 2003, it was directed by Philip Saville and stars Henry Ian Cusick. They don't make films about the writing of the Gospels or of the other books of Old and New Testaments. However, a Protestant company had the idea to make films of the Gospels, the complete texts, so that viewers would have an idea of how the Gospels were put together by including all chapters and verses in the film. They did it in the 1990s with Matthew's Gospel. They also made An Act of the Apostles. Both films are on YouTube. Their version of John's Gospel was more widely seen. It is a test of strength to watch the film from beginning to end, just as few would read the Gospel from cover to cover. But, looking at parts of it, we see what the Gospel says, what Jesus did, the preaching of Jesus leading to the Passion and Resurrection. We conclude this session with a passage from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 48 to 58, in which Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate manna in the desert, and they are dead. But this is the bread which comes down from heaven, so that a person may eat it and not die. I am the living bread, which has come down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, for the life of the world. Then the Jews started arguing amongst themselves, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus replied to them, in all truth I tell you, if you do not eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Anyone who does eat my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life, and I shall raise that person up on the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me, and I live in that person. As the living Father sent me, and I draw life from the Father, whoever eats me will also draw life from me. This is the bread which has come down from heaven. It is not like the bread our ancestors ate. They are dead. But anyone who eats this bread will live forever.
If you have any questions about what you've just heard, please feel free to contact us at the Catholic Inquiry Centre. If you're in Australia, you may request a free book about the Catholic faith through our website. Visit catholicinquiry.com.